When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in 20 minutes, maybe quicker, Nick Kostos on how to wager this weekend. Rob Ninkovich being called a flip-flopper on the text line because he was very aggressively suggesting that the New England Patriots should not play Drake May at all this season prior to the start of the season.
Yeah, so but now that they've been playing him, I think that's fair. A fair take by Rob and a good take by Rob.
And he called in and said he was wrong. When we talked about it, he was like, I probably should have been on your train, Wiggy, from day one.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you and you played the game, mm-hmm. so you know, you were spot on.
At Rivers, but yeah.
I was talking to the professional in the room.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You were spot on, at least from the naked eye, when it comes to the development of the quarterback, in this case, Drake May, week to week. Like, it's been glaring. Like, he's gotten so much better every single week.
Right. It's like, pretty easy to tell, like, when you actually start getting live reps, it's pretty easy to tell, like, okay, if this kid might be able to handle it, or does he need a lot of work, or is it somebody like, oh, maybe we missed on the right guy.
But
like,
weren't you fooled year one by Mac Jones a little bit?
No, but see, the whole Mac Jones, like, I kind of knew where his ceiling was, right? And I was, like, I wasn't as impressed in year one as everybody else was, but I knew where his ceiling was. He is the ultimate game manager. I think the issue with Mac Jones was the mental games that Bill played with him as far as their relationship, and I understand why Bill was doing it because
of a
loyalty thing. Yeah. But it's more of like when we watch Zach Wilson, we never really seen him making consistent strides to get better where he wasn't making the same mistakes week in and week out.
Yeah.
So
see, now somebody in the Twitch chat says that's ridiculous. He's played five quarters. How can we see anything, and how can you see an improvement? I think you clearly can.
Because you don't make the same mistakes over and over. Like the same.
And he's played nine quarters. Thank you very much.
Correct.
Don't shortchange him.
Yes.
It's basic. Like when you're watching the game, and this is the thing that it becomes very difficult. You know, I'm not saying, and I know it's hard for people who have never played the game at that level and understand. Right. It's just the little things that you look for. Like when he gets out of the pocket, does he roll out and then make a bad decision throwing the football, or does he get out of bounds, or does he throw it away? Like one time in the game, he was rolling out to his left.
This past Sunday?
Against the Jets. He's rolling out to his left. He's in trouble. What he does is he puts the ball in his left hand and he throws it out of bounds. Like, that's a play where you could see, like, okay, maybe another guy would have just got sacked right there, but he knew, all right, let me at least get rid of it. Now I won't lose the 5 yards.
And he doesn't try and force anything and cause an interception and a turnover. Like, he's very smart with the football. Like, he knows when to run, when not to run. He's always looking downfield. Even when he does run, there's that moment of hesitation he has. Like, I really hope one of these receivers is going to break open, but they're giving me 10 yards. Okay, I might as well take it.
And, Greg, Wiggy and I discuss the A-B poll often, and I know that sounds dirty, but I mean it, that the do you want the Patriots to pursue Antonio Brown on Friday, 80-20 no. They sign him Monday, 80-20 yes. Something happens with Drake May, there will not be anybody in the sound of our voice that will defend the fact that they played him. It will be because it is so short-sighted. Even if you think he needs the reps, then why didn't he play in week one if he needed to play every game to get ready for next season? If that was what was so important, then why didn't he get all the reps in training camp? He's clearly more talented than Brissett.
Because I think they want to win football games. Like they, I think,
but they've only won two, and they've been with Jacoby Brissett.
And because the offense, the coaching staff was wrong. Like that's why.
And a lot of coaches, and I wasn't one of those coaches, but I see a lot of coaches make this mistake. A lot of coaches are hard-headed. They would rather keep somebody in there because they feel like, in this case, he's more of a veteran, so he gives us the better chance of not making mistakes. You see it in college football or in high school. Well, this kid's an upperclassman. We can't play a freshman. Or you see it in college.
That's not the case. With like they're doing, it seems like, based on you know the time he got yesterday at practice, they want him to start.
Right, but in the beginning, they were hard-headed. You know, they were hot. Well, we can't play the freshman over the senior when the seniors has more experience, even though the freshman might have more talent. It happens like that. You've seen in college football. It happens like that all the time. You play the guy who can, A, that gives you the best chance of win, but then when you start to look at, okay, who is the most productive with their opportunity? Then that's when you can't keep giving a guy opportunity after opportunity when they're not producing.
Yeah.
That's just is stupid to me.
Here's Coach from New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yes, Wiggy's so right, and a lot of your rationale is spot on. I just want to add one more thing, Wiggy, and the rest is he makes plays that simply Mac could never make and Jacoby will never make. He makes that eye-popping play, and we've only seen him a short time. That's why you're right about we don't know his ceiling, but it could be amazing. We got to keep looking at it. Thank you, guys.
And that was their approach, and we heard them say it. Oh, Jacoby Brissett's a good veteran. He's a veteran. He's a veteran. How many times did they beat that over our head that he's a veteran? And basically what they're saying is, we don't have enough confidence in the younger kid who doesn't have as much experience because we're afraid he's going to make mistakes. But when your veteran is making mistakes and you're not giving the young kid an opportunity and the veteran's not producing, why the hell are you still riding with the veteran?
All right. Well, if he is cleared, would you start Drake May on Sunday? You can talk about that all day long here in advance of the weekend on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins drop another on the season with an 8-2 loss on the road to the Hurricanes. Swayman was in goal and had 16 saves in the loss before getting pulled for Corpusalo, who had 13 saves when he came in. The Celtics are in North Carolina tonight to take on the Hornets. Tip is at 7. I just got notified that I have some bonus bets.
Oh.
All right.
Think I may have to do a little parlay action on
there
this Celtics
go.
Game this
there
evening.
There you go. Welcome to the club, Courtney.
Yeah.
That is a honeypot right there. Yeah. They're trying to make sure you keep losing.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought it was just like, thanks for betting.
I
got the notification this morning that's like, do you want to set a monthly limit?
No.
And I said, no, I don't need to.
Welcome to the Parlay Palace.
Yeah.
You missed on every single leg of your parlay last night.
Not every single. I hit two.
You hit two of the six?
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Was it a six or an eight legger?
Six.
Six legger.
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, you got to keep swinging.
Yep. Got to keep shooting. Thursday night football saw the Jets bounce back against the Texans. Final score 21-13. And here in baseball, Lucas Giolito has exercised his $19 million player option for the 2025 season. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, before we leave, I have to get to the latest story, sign of the apocalypse, if you want to, at some point before we wrap today.
Sure.
And you were wondering about the timing of things. Sunday, when we fall back, the sunrise will be around 6:25. The sunset will be around 4:30.
Okay.
So that'll be then. But right now it's 66, afternoon high in the mid-70s.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.